Susretanja.
Poštovani slušalci, dobar dan. Dobrodošli na talase prvog programa Radio Beograda i emisije Susretanja. Niv trio čine violinistkinja Ana Williams, violončalista Mikhail Veselov i pijanistkinja Erina Kamura. Ansambl je postigao veliki uspeh zahvaljujući angažovanim i inovativnim nastupima. Prošle nedelje nastupili su u Engleskoj i Finskoj, a u današnjoj emisiji slušat ćemo snimke sa njihovih kompakt diskova. Do 17 časova sa vama su Miroslav Antonijević i Teja Dimitrijević. Časova i 4 minuta. Imali smo prilike da slušamo klavirski trio Claude Debussy-a i to njegov drugi stav u izvođenju Niv trija koji čine Ana Williams, Mihajl Veselov i Erina Kamura. Ovi mladi umetnici su danas naši gosti. Dobar dan i dobrodošli u emisiju Susretanja. Hello and welcome to Susretanja.
Dobar dan.
Pretpostavljam da je prvi put da ste u Beogradu. Are you for the first time in Belgrade?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. For me, it's maybe the fifth time.
Okay. So, tomorrow you'll be playing at Kulturni centar Beograda. Sutra ćete nastupiti u Kulturnom centru Beograda. Nastupit ćete sa zanimljivim programom. koji čine kompozicije Amy Beach, Rebecca Clark i Astora Piazzolla. How did you choose the program? Kako ste izabrali program za sutrašnji koncert?
We just recorded the first two pieces, Amy Beach and Clark, in England for our third album on Shando's label, and Piazzolla was just loved playing it and shared with the audience, so we just added it on as a little fun dessert to the program.
Upravo su muziku Amy Beach i Rebecca Clark snimali skoro u Engleskoj, a naravno muzika Piazzolla je nešto što svi vole, svakako voli i beogradska publika. Slušat ćemo četiri godišnje doba u Buenos Airesu Astora Piazzolla, kao naravno klavirski trio Amy Beach iz opusa 50 i trio Rebecca Clark. It is interesting that Amy Beach is I should say famous American composer. Amy Beach je čuvena američka kompozitorka. She had a very nice piano trio.
Yes, yep. She's probably considered the first internationally recognized American female composer.
Ona je prva priznata američka kompozitorka u svetu. Imala je kao verovatno i većina žena muzičarki na samom početku svoje karijere verovatno problema upravo zbog toga što je bila žena, ali svakako je dostigla veliku popularnost. She was also famous for composing symphonies. And she has some nice work for piano duo. Ono što me naravno zanima, svakako zanima i slušalce emisije Susretanja, jeste kada je nastao trio i kako su se ovo troje umetnika okupili. I'm interested in when you find yourself, when you came back together and start playing.
Sure, so Misha and I met in graduate school in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And it's kind of a funny thing because we met there as students and formed the trio. We basically started playing together from day one of classes. We met Ari a little bit later on at a music festival. And then now, a couple years later, now we're in residence at the school. We're teaching there at the Longy School of Music in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Violinistkinja Ana i čeliste Mihajlo upoznali su se u Massachusettsu i to još od prve godine kada su počeli da studiraju zajedno i nekako su odmah i krenuli da sviraju zajedno. Eri se nešto kasnije pridružila. You teach at the Massachusetts at school?
Yes.
All three of you?
All three, yes.
Svo troje inače predaju na koleđu u Massachusettsu, naravno svaki svoj instrument, i tako je zapravo i počela muzika Neve Trio. What Neve means?
So Neve is actually an Irish word, it's a Gaelic word. It means bright and radiant, but we didn't know that until after the fact. We actually named it after a dear friend of ours. He would always come to our concerts until he became ill and he couldn't come anymore. So we started going to play for him in his bedside, and we would play for him, and he would tell us stories about his daughter, and that interaction was so precious to us, and it sort of exemplified how music can connect people. And the stories he would tell about his daughter, her name was Neve.
Pitala sam Anu kako je nastalo ime trija Neve. Zapravo su prvo dali ime Neve, posle su došli do saznanja da Neve na gaelskom ili na irskom znači blistavo, i ispričala je jednu zanimljivu i naravno poprilično potresnu priču o tome da su zapravo ime Neve dali povodom jednog gosta koji je često dolazio na njihove koncerte, koji se nažalost razboleo. Često puta su ga posjećivali u bolničkoj sobi gde on njima pričao o svojoj ćerki koja se zvala Neve, tako je ovaj trio dobio ime. Naravno kasnije su upravo ispunili i očekivanje značenje reči Neve, to je briljantno kao što je njihovo izvođenje. Slušat ćemo sada četvrti stav BBC-evog klavirskog trija upravo u izvođenju Neve trija. Thank you. 16 časova i 15 minuta. Imali smo prilike da slušamo klavirski trio, četvrti stav Claude Debussy-a u izvođenju Niv trija, koji su i naši gosti, Ana Williams, Mihajl Veselov, Erina Kamura. Sutra će nastupiti u Kulturnom centru Beograda u galeriji Art Get. Koncert počinje u 20 časova, ulaz je slobodan. Na programu su kompozicije Amy Beach, Rebecca Clark i na samom kraju četiri godišnje doba u Buenos Airesu Astora Piazzolle. Ovaj trio imao je snimanje u Engleskoj. Ono što ih očekuje je izdavanje novog kompakt diska. I was saying about the new CD you'll be having.
Yes.
Maybe next year.
Mm-hmm. It's coming out in September, actually. It's very quick turnaround. Okay. Yeah, it's late September is coming out, and it's going to be Amy Beach, Rebecca Clark, and Louis Farrenc, who is a French composer, early 19th century. Unfortunately, we couldn't fit her piece on this program; it would be too long. But she's a wonderful, very much late classical, early romantic composer, and full of charm and French kind of elegance. Mm-hmm. So it's a really fun, great piece. So hopefully, you can check it out when the CD comes out.
Okay. U septembru će izaći novi album sa kompozicijama Amy Beach, Rebecca Clark, and the third
Louis Farrenc.
Louis Farrenc. Zaista ovako zanimljive kompozicije koje će nasnimiti. This will be your fourth CD.
Fourth CD.
The first three were.
So the very first album we had on Shando's label was American Moments, and it's trios of composers who ended up eventually in the United States and influenced the music scene there. And it's Eric Kongold, Leonard Bernstein, and Arthur Foote trios. The second album is all French trios. It's by Albert Roussel, Claude Debussy, and Gabriel Fauré. Yes, and then we had, that was also on Shando's label, and we had another album on American label called Azika, and it's all Astor Piazzolla, all tango music. So this one will be fourth, the one coming out in September.
Ovo će biti četvrti album. Do sada su tri nasnimili. Prvi album je sa američkim kompozitorima. Sa drugog albuma upravo i slušamo muziku Forea. To je nešto što će uskoro da sledi. Albera Roussela i Claude Debussy-a. Njihov treći album je album sa muzikom Astora Piazzolle. Na tom albumu su imali i gošću. You had a guest at that Piazzolle album.
Yes, mezzo
soprano. Yeah. Da, imali su gošću koja je mezzosopran. Ono što me zanima je koliko je teško ili možda jednostavno kada živite u Americi da snimite kompakt disk. How hard it is in, or how easy it is in United States to have a CD, to record a CD?
Well, I think we're very fortunate to get to work for the Shando's label. It's a real honor to get to record for them, because they have all these artists that we have admired forever. I could list all of them, but it would take too long. I wouldn't say it's easy to record for a label in the United States. So I think we're quite, we feel very lucky to get to do so.
Pitala sam, dakle, koliko je komplikovano da se snimi kompakt disk. Eto, prosto, ansambl je imao sreće da sklopi, da kažemo, ugovor, odnosno da budu izvođači za Shandos izdavačku kuću, koja je zaista veliki broj veoma popularnih muzičara snimila, tako da je to u isto vreme i velika čast i veliko zadovoljstvo, ali čini mi se i velika odgovornost koja je upravo pred ovim trijom. You were playing in Europe this month, in Finland and in England. Nastupali su u Finskoj i u Engleskoj. How was it in Finland, Eddie?
Finland was wonderful. We played in this gallery that had a really great Yamaha piano.
Awkward.
That was close to my home. And we had a full audience, and everybody was so amazing. It was really great to meet all of them. And we did a female composers program as well,
and Piazzolla too?
Piazzolla,
yeah. Skoro isti program su izvodili i u Finskoj. Eri je pohvalila klavir, pošto je u pitanju bio Yamaha, to je itekako bitno za jednog pijanistu da bude Yamaha. Eri, if you can choose between Steinway and Yamaha, you will choose what?
I would pick Steinway. Probably Hamburg. That's what we record on Shando's. We really love it.
Čuveno pitanje koje uvek postavljam pijanistima kada se postavlja pitanje koji je klavir bolji i na čemu više vole da sviraju, nekako 95% ljudi, to jest izvođača, uvek spomene Steinwayeve klavire. 95% of pianists who were in this show told me that Steinway is the best piano. Upravo sam im rekla da dakle Steinway zaista ima izuzetne klavire. Takođe Steinway je klavir koji je i na u Kolačevoj zadužbini. You will be playing on Yamaha on ArtGate Gallery.
Well, I love Yamaha too. Like I personally, yeah, in my house in Japan I have Yamaha. I grew up with Yamaha, so I feel close to it.
Eri je dolazi iz Japana i odrasla je upravo uz Yamaha klavir. Rekla sam da u Kulturnom centru Beograda ima Yamahin klavir. And on Kolarec, Kolarec is our biggest concert hall, we have Steinway.
Oh,
no. So na Kolarcu imamo Steinway. I hope maybe next year you'll be playing
That'd
on
Kolarec. That'd be great.
That'd be great.
Da, naravno, svi mi želimo da sviramo na Kolarcu, s obzirom na to da je to i najbolja koncertna dvorana u Beogradu. A Niv Trio nastupa sutra u 20 časova u u galeriji Art Get s početkom dakle u 20 časova na programu Amy Beach, Rebecca Clark i Astor Piazzolla. Ono što sledi je treći stav klavirskog trija Gabriela Fauré. Thank you. 16:25, čuli smo prvi stav trija Gabriela Forea u izvođenju Niv trija koji imaju koncert sutra u petak u 20:00 u galeriji Art Get. Na programu su kompozicije Amy Beach, Rebecca Clark i Astora Piazzolla. Ovaj trio nastupa u velikoj meri u Sjedinjenim Američkim Državama. You're playing also in the United States. Were there some interesting concerts there you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, well, so we're here for two more days, and then we go to Barcelona, and then that'll be the end of our little
European tour.
Little European trip that has been so wonderful, of England and Finland and Serbia and
Spain.
And did I miss something?
No.
So then when we go back to the States, we have touring, and in July we're going to be playing in Lincoln Center at David Geffen Hall for the Mostly Mozart Festival.
Nastupit će na Lincoln, u Lincoln Centru sledeće godine, a koncertom u Barceloni koji ih očekuje za dva dana će završiti ovu malu evropsku turneju. Ono što mene kao izvođača takođe zanima, koliko često mogu da se sastavljaju i da sviraju zajedno. How often do you play together when you're not having concerts?
Oh, every day we
can.
We rehearse all the time, and then we play about 60 concerts a year in the United States, so it's pretty much at least every week we have something, sometimes a few times a week. So
it's always different programs.
Yeah, we have a lot of programs to learn and over in the next city to prepare for, so we it's our full-time job. That's all we do, is play together, so it's great.
Godišnje imaju oko 60 koncerata, tako da na moje pitanje koliko često se sastavljaju, odnosno sviraju zajedno, to je zapravo skoro svaki dan. Odnosno onda kada nemaju koncerte, moraju da pripreme novi program. You'll be playing that female program, Amy Beach and Rebecca Clark and Sam Piazzolla. You were saying about the recordings. Are there anything else you're supposed to play? I mean, you played a lot of repertoire for piano trio.
Well, wait, you mean for recording?
No, for concerts.
Oh, yeah.
We play a lot of more sort of traditional repertoire. We're playing trios by Brahms and Schumann, and the next project we're going to have for recording will be Ravel, Brahms, and Rachmaninoff trios, which are beloved around the world. So we do a lot of very traditional repertoire. We also perform a lot of living composers. We love bringing to life something that never been played before, so that's a great process. So we love doing that. I'm premiering a few pieces a season usually.
Naravno, očekuje ih i ovdje, što bi se reklo, jedan standardni repertoar sačinjen od velikih dela, naravno, koji su pisani za klavirski trio. Ono što je, naravno, posebno zanimljivo, a slična je situacija kao i sa srpskim izvođačima, upravo to da veliku pažnju posvećuju i nekim delima koje su moderna i koja do sada nisu izvođenja, znači u pitanju su i neke premijere koje su i tekako zastupljene.
Maybe lots of composers compose for you, is this
yeah.
the case?
Yeah, we'll commission a few pieces this season usually. And
We've
then we also and we also get emails and letters, and we love, you know, we love discovering those great pieces. So we do work with a lot of composers.
Da, i svake godine se desi da se izvodi neko novo delo i upravo putem emaila ili možda preko, naravno, sajta, u ostalom kako se i drugačije komunicira sada, dobijaju raznorazne ponude, a zaista nema ništa lepše nego kada vam se javi neki kompozitor i kaže, a zašto vi ne biste svirali moju kompoziciju. Sada ćemo slušati, eto da zaokružimo ovaj sat pre reklama, muzikom Gabriela Forea, slušamo prvi stav njegovog klavirskog trija.
Thank you. Susretanja. Susretanja.
Kada donosiš odluke, često tvoj razum želi jedno, a srce nešto drugo. Ali sada stižu ponude na koje razum kaže da, a srce yes. Predstavljamo odluke meseca iz VIP-a. Svakog meseca nove, neodoljive ponude telefona i drugih uređaja. Poslušaj zdrav razum i prepusti se osjećanjima. VIP. Druga priča.
Pozivamo vas na novi koncert iz ciklusa premijere Simfonijskog orkestra RTS. Solista Aleksandar Sinčuk, klavir. Dirigent Ronald Solomon. Program Svetlana Maksimović, Edvard Grig i Cezar Frank. Polačeva zadužbina, subota 1. jun u 20 časova.
Eko.
Susretanja. Susretanja.
.37 imamo zadovoljstvo da ugostimo Niv trio, koji čine violinistkinja Ana Williams, violončelista Mihajl Veselov i pijanistkinja Erina Kamura. Ovi umetnici će nastupiti sutra, dakle u petak u 20 časova u galeriji Art Get Kulturnog centra Beograda, izvodeći kompozicije Amy Beach, Rebecca Clark i Astora Piazzolle. U drugom delu emisije slušat ćemo muziku Astora Piazzolle. Ulaz je besplatan. Ovi umetnici sa velikim žarom i koncertiraju i snimaju. Ono što će me zanimati je šta više vole, da li da sviraju ili da snimaju.
What do you prefer, to play on concerts or do recordings? And where is the difference?
They're totally different. Well, that's such a hard question, because I think when you perform, it's such an in-the-moment process, and it's as quickly as it comes, it's gone, you know, so it's really very present-minded.
And you have the audience who's listening.
Exactly, exactly. And without the audience, it doesn't exist, so it's sort of an interaction. And then the recording, it's that, but it's times a thousand, because you have to just perform again and again and again for 8 hours a day and try to have that same intensity for each rendition. And so I think it's sort of like a marathon of performances within an 8 hour period. Da.
Snimanje je zapravo maraton, kao što kaže violinistkinja Ana Williams. Za razliku od koncerta gde izađete i upravo u tom trenutku stvorite muzika, muzika je tu, muzika nestane, tu je publika sa kojom imate interakciju. Takav slučaj nije kada se snima, zato što je to jedan proces ponavljanja, koji može da traje skoro 8 sati dnevno, a 8 sati svakako je jedan ovako veoma težak broj, pogotovo za muzičare.
So you have to start all over again if something is wrong, if you made a mistake.
Pretty much.
Everything has to start again.
No, we do full takes, and we also can patch in, modern technology. Most of the recordings you do a little bit of a combination, you know, but what you get opportunity to do is actually try different things in recording, and then hear back and see what worked and what didn't, and sometimes you have to exaggerate things because microphones don't pick up as much as your ear would in real performance, in live performance, so sometimes you get to play really, really quiet, the way that we would never play in the performance, because acoustics don't allow you to do that, so those little changes of color and trying different timings and things like this.
But I think you do try to have as genuine as
the performance.
As much as a performance as you can feel. So we try to really do like you would in a performance, so as big chunks for a whole movement.
Da. Umetnici naravno pokušaju na početku da snime tako celo delo od početka do kraja. Sad moderne tehnologije omogućavaju nešto što bi se ovako možda ne toliko lepo reklo, da se krpe neke stvari, odnosno da se uđe u taj postupak postprodukcije, što je svakako i tekako važno, ali takođe Niv Trio i radi
dok snima, dakle i na nekim stvarima kao što su pronalaženje određenih boja koje su potrebne u tom trenutku ili nekog volumena u kompozicijama koji naravno možda ne mogu da dobiju na sceni, a mogu da dobiju u studiju ili treba da sviraju tiše ili treba da sviraju glasnije, to naravno zavisi i od samih mikrofona. Of course, you have to have a producer for every shooting. You have which producer?
For Shannon's, label? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they work for label. For Shannon's, we have wonderful Jonathan Cooper, who worked on all three records so far with us, and
yes.
Love him. And he's really like a fourth member because he makes the, you know, he listens to everything as you play with the score, and he makes every call, and you really have to have that 100% trust with him and believe, like trust the his ears and his taste, and we happen to be on the same page with a lot of our choices and decisions and tastes, so that really is great combination, great team we're working with there.
A da bi se snimio dobar album, naravno to treba da bude i dobar producent. You will say again his name?
Jonathan Cooper.
Jonathan Cooper je upravo producent koji radi sa ovim triom. Naravno, od njegovog uha i zavisi da li će nešto da bude dobro ili ne. On sedi sa partiturom i sluša sve šta izvođači rade. Naravno, oni su i tekako zadovoljni njegovim radom i sigurno sam da će se njegovo umeće naći i na sledećem albumu koji pripremaju, koji će da izađe već u septembru mesecu. Kao što sam najavila, slušat ćemo muziku Astora Piazzolle, ono što sledi o Tono Portenio.
Smo Otono Portenjo, Astora Piecole u izvođenju Niv Trija, Ane Williams, Mihajla Veselova i Erine Kamure, koji nastupaju sutra u 20 časova u galeriji Art Get Kulturnog centra Beograda. Ovo troje umetnika također se bave pedagoškim radom i svakako je zanimljivo da čujemo šta kažu o deci, kako su deca u Sjedinjenim Američkim Državama i kako oni rade.
You are teachers also. Mm-hmm. How are the children in United States? Are they interested in music or not? Do they like, you know, like gadgets or technology? Do they like to practice or not?
I think smartphones are universal. I think that is an everywhere issue, or everyone's stuck in their phones. No, but of course the conservatory system, like everywhere in the world, is still alive and well, and So the students that pursue it, because we mm-hmm. teach in the graduate or college level, and so the students that come there are very serious about music and have obviously, you know, worked very hard to
get there.
Exactly.
Da, pa slična je situacija svakako kao i u Srbiji. Napomenula sam da to sad deca vole da se zabavljaju sa raznim tehnološkim stvarima, a slična situacija je naravno i u Sjedinjenim Američkim Državama, s obzirom na to da oni rade na koleđu, da su to već deca koji i tekako dobro znaju šta ih očekuje u budućnosti i svakako su vredno radili da bi dotle stigli, što je zapravo i slučaj na koleđu na kome radi svo troje umetnika. Did you try the piano you're playing yet, or you will
not
be
yet.
Doing it?
No.
Još nisu probali. Prosov, it's very interesting because it's on the center in Belgrade, so you have you can see the National Museum and the Opera. Rekla sam im gde se nalazi kulturni centar Beograda. Zanima me da li će danas da vežbaju. Will you practice today?
Tomorrow before the concert, have a few hours there, so that will be.
We'll practice it. We'll rehearse tomorrow.
That's right.
I don't have piano.
We chose to come here and get a chance to talk with you. We had a chance to rehearse in Biocin today where we're staying, but. It was an afternoon, so we decided to come and give you an interview and get to meet with you and chat.
We're cheating on our practicing.
Dobro, svakako im hvala, pošto su današnje vreme koje bi možda izdvojili za vežbanje upravo posvetili emisiji susretanja i dolasku u emisiju da najave koncert. Zaista im hvala. Eri je samo napomenula da je to za razliku od njih dvoje koji imaju svoje instrumente. Ona nema svoj klavir, tako da će, naravno, Neri je profesionalac, neće biti nikakvih problema. There will be no problem because you're not playing today, you're a professional, so it doesn't mean it.
Tomorrow.
Sometimes it's better not to touch it, sometimes.
Neki put kaže Eri da je bolje da se klavir možda, da se ne forsira. Well, you have to relax for today.
That's right.
I think that's
sometimes
a good idea.
Sometimes it happens.
Mogu danas lepo da se odmore, da uživaju u Beogradu, a mi ćemo sada uživati u muzici Astora Piecole. Slušat ćemo još jednu kompoziciju, bit će to Proleće, Primavera Portenja.
Thank you.
zaista impozantna interpretacija Niv Trija. Slušali smo muziku Astora Piacole. Niv Trio će nastupiti sutra u Galeriji Art Cat Kulturnog centra Beograda u 20 časova. Izvaće veoma zanimljiv program. Dve kompozitorke, američke Amy Beach, trio iz opusa 150, trio Rebecca Clark i na samom kraju upravo jedan delić ovakve muzike iz Buenos Airesa koju smo i čuli, četirigodišnje doba Astora Piacole. Svakako da im želimo što više publike, svako ko je raspoložen naravno može da dođe. After this you're going to Barcelona and then you're returning home for more practicing.
Yes.
And for working. Da, posle ovog koncerta u Beogradu idu u Barcelonu, vraćaju se nazad u Ameriku gde ih očekuje svakako ponovo nešto zanimljivo i očekuju ih i snimanje kompakt diska, naravno dosta koncerta i rad sa studentima. Thank you for coming, for visiting us.
Thank you so much for
having us.
We're looking forward for a concert tomorrow. Zahvalila sam im se i naravno očekujemo sve vas i očekujemo naravno dobro izvođenje sutra u Galeriji Art Cat Kulturnog centra Beograda. Koncert počinje u 20 časova. Nastupa klavirski trio Niv koji dolaze iz Sjedinjenih Američkih Država, Ana Williams, Mihajl Veselov i Erina Kamura. Na samom kraju emisije slušamo muziku Astora Piacole, biće to Invierno Porteño, a iz studija prvog programa Radio Beograda u ime dežurne ekipe pozdravlja vas Teja Dimitrijević. Prijetno.